Bill Jerome, Committee of the Whole, July 20th, 2015.
I call to order for the Village of Round Lake Committee of the Whole meeting for July 20th, 2015 at 7:17 p.m. and a quick roll call.
Trustee Foy.
Present.
Trustee Fred.
Present.
Trustee Crowley.
Present.
Trustee Newby.
Present.
Trustee Rodriguez.
Present.
Trustee Turpin.
Thank you. Making a motion for item 2.1, approve the minutes of the Committee of the Whole meeting of July 6, 2015.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Foy, seconded by Trustee Crowley. Any discussion?
I'll be back.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstained?
Yes.
Thank you, Trustee Newby. Any public comment? And I'm going to move one of our agenda items up from administration to help Mr. Willis for, and thank him for coming out, having a conversation with us about a program that he's passionate about, explain a couple of things on how this is going to work to us, and we can continue on the conversation later and hopefully get you on your way and have a peaceful look at that. From Swell Coal Commercial Recycling Program, Mr. Walter Willis.
Well, good evening, Mayor, Trustee, and staff. Thanks for moving me up there. I'm here to talk about the commercial franchise ordinance that we presented to all the members. It's going to be a quick little background on how we got to this spot. Much like you do with the residential, you have the ability under state law to serve all your commercial businesses as well. Same concept, franchise, exclusive rights, and one hauler. Seven of our municipalities have done that. I know Park and Highwood more in the past, and more recently in the last couple of years, Great Lake, Libertyville, Van Fern, Deerfield, and Kearney, theirs as well. When those five towns did their franchising in 2013, 2014, the waste industry decided that they had enough of Lake County and its municipalities doing commercial franchises, and so they went to Springfield and altered the law. First, they wanted to strip their power totally away from the commercial franchise, but we were able to beat them back to a three-year study period before they could move forward with the commercial franchise. They don't like it because when you make that kind of decision, they can potentially, if they don't win your bid, they can lose some business customers in the town and they build them over time. Your side of the coin is reduce costs for businesses, for trucks, greater recycling opportunities. So there's a balance that you're going to take there. So what we did was, after this law was passed, I sat down with the waste industry and said, well, there's a lot of gaps in this. How do we define it? Fine to do this three-year study. So we developed this ordinance that I came to see, and I know we shared with you, and it has been signed off by the waste industry as well, so they're not going to be opposing your passing this ordinance. So if you act on this ordinance, what does it really mean? What are you really doing? Really, to me and the Swalco, we're advocating that our members that don't have commercial franchise, and so far around the nation, still here to vote pass this ordinance. And I think most of them are going to pass it. Really, all it commits you to do is you will notice the haulers that you intend to pursue a commercial franchise. That might scare you a little. Maybe you're not on board with that concept right now. But you don't have to do anything until after that three-year study. What the three-year study gives us is every 6 months, they're going to report on the number of business accounts they have in your town by hauler. They're going to tell you how many of those accounts are recycled. And if they can get to 50% of their accounts recycled in aggregate, then you cannot, we believe, pursue the franchise. You're blocked from doing the franchise. But if fewer than 50% of your businesses are recycling at the end of that three-year study, reporting every 6 months, then you could, at that time, decide to deliberate whether you want to pursue a commercial franchise or not, because you still have steps after that. Your attorney will tell you, you still have to have a whole set of public meetings about the advisability of doing it, and you still have to go through an RFP process to decide if you've got compelling evidence to do that. And then you have to award the contract as a 16-month wait, or you can roll in, and that's what they're going to wait. So really, you're not obligating yourself to pursue a commercial franchise at all, unless they don't reach that threshold. Then you might ponder the issue. But there's nothing that tells you, forcing you to do it. So what is this going to do? Probably about 20 to 25% of your business is right now outside. So if you pass this ordinance, theoretically, one, you're going to have better data. And secondly, hopefully, you're going to get up to half your business is recycled. And it's not a mandate. They don't have to recycle. That's why I've prepared a letter to the send out to the business community or alert them in any way you want that, hey, if you pass this ordinance, the haulers might be talking to you about recycling, but it's not a mandate for you to recycle. But we'd like you to have a discussion with your hauler about can you take recycling on and maybe not spend more, downsize your garbage size or container or your frequency, ship that money to pay for your recycling. Or maybe you never really had a good discussion about recycling, you're willing to do it. So it's not a mandate to business community in any way. It's just going to start a discussion. And the haulers are going to be anxious to try to get their customers to recycle. So with this ordinance, we've given them tools to do that. They can go to customers that are right next door to each other, say the same hauler in the same account. They can say, hey, if you guys want to recycle, you guys can share it. We'll split the cost down. We're going to count that in participation. Or they might go to a business that have a lot of space. Just to put a container and say, you know, we'll service you once a month. That will lower your cost if you want to leave the truck. So we've given them some flexibility and things that they can go to your business community with and try to get them to recycle. And really, this is the one area we're doing an outstanding job with single-family recycling programs. We're not strong in multifamily. We're not strong in our commercial sector. This is a way for you to get a discussion going once your business community collects action this ordinance. Once you start getting the data in, we're developing a website, a web page on our website. We'll do all the number crunching for you. We'll need a liaison person from the village to give us the information. And then we'll post it on the website because by law you guys have to post the information on the website. On your website will be able to do all that. So we'll do most of the work for you. And we'll see what happens over the next 3 years as far as the number of businesses that are recycling around late. And we'll know how many are from recycling. But you don't license your haulers right now, I don't believe you do, to operate in the commercial sector. We'll notice them all. There's about 8 haulers that are active in Lake County that have garbage. And we'll just see which ones are operating in town. Those are the guys we'll have to be reporting to you over the next 3 years. That's really the gist of the program. And we're hoping that you guys are favorable to having this type of discussion between the hauler and the business community around there. So I will entertain any questions. I know you guys discussed this at one of your previous meetings. I know Steve went through this. Yeah, I know that some of the other towns have got kind of hung up. I don't know if we really want to do a commercial franchise. I don't think that's the right question to ask right now. Do you want to try to get more recycling behind business community? Question to ask yourself right now. We can ponder that whole commercial franchise thing later. You may not even be able to do it. That's your choice. Another thing about the law, though, is that you can keep making their report after the 3 years. In the future, if they ever fall below 50% for 2 6-month period, you can franchise them. So you keep the pressure on them. They just can't build up the count for recycling and pull it away. You keep the pressure on them so they maintain themselves in the future. I think those are all the things I wanted to go through. Okay, I'm ready for questions, concerns, issues.
Board?
How many of the
families on this walk allowed? So far, two have already passed it. Round Lake Beach was the first one, but they needed to amend there because they didn't quite protect the nuance of participation rate difference. That's like two different ordinances. The only difference is that definition. So two have already passed it. Kingsville, I'm pretty sure, is going to pass it. Lindenhurst, I'm pretty sure they're going to pass it. They all pretty much look around each other and said, well, I don't really see a good reason why we wouldn't. Not a mandate. There's not a lot of staff time and effort involved. And hopefully we'll generate more recycling in our town without any kind of mandate. So, kind of put that spin on it. I've been at Lake Bluff. A couple other towns, I've been to Third Lake, I've been to Green Oaks. Vernon Hills is looking at it. Mundelein is looking at it. But, you know, a town like yours that has a pretty good business sector, I think this is really a good thing.
Walter, could you clarify, talk a little bit more about the accountability of tracking the program and what that means for the village as far as reporting to you, your reporting to us? I'd like to get a kind of a better handle on understanding that.
As far as the every 6 months, so if you were to pass this, say, you deliberate more, and then you pass it in August, it's effective the next following month. So we would work with you to get a notice out. We've already developed a notice with some of the other towns. I got all the contact information for the haulers. We'll send them a copy of your ordinance and the reporting form we've already developed. And we're going to say, hey, are you active in our town? If you're just a license, we really don't know. So all of them will get back to us. And then when that 6 month report is due, they will submit it to you. But then you'll give all that paperwork to us. And then we will, on our website, we'll put each hauler, we can't identify them. And we'll put all that information on for your time. We'll have your ordinance on our website. We'll have your form on our website. And then all you'll need to do is transfer that data and then link to our website so that we can go on. And we'll continue to maintain that for the 3 year period and into the future as long as you guys want to collect the data. So we will do most of the work. We can definitely give your attorney and everything else you need to do this notice. To the haulers to let them know you have this ordinance. So the logistics hopefully are not too burdensome on your staff, as we'll do most of the work of how to manage you.
Another question is, the haulers aren't too happy about this if we go to a franchise, right?
They do not want municipalities to go to franchise because when you see the rates we've been getting from the contracts, it's amazing versus what you're posting business every day. So that's another discussion we have later when you guys are pondering whether you want to do a franchise or not. It's pros and cons. Because you know, the haulers know that, hey, they asked for this as a state law. They had the power of intent. They put the 50% in there. They put all those reporting requirements in there. This isn't us being bureaucratic. This is their law. They put in the 6 months. They put in the reporting requirements. They put in the website requirements. So we are giving them forms and saying, this is another town, you're going to start reporting. But you know, that's the law. If you guys want to have that. So they will work hard to get the 50%. I'm convinced that they're not going to supply it all. They're not serious. Because they don't know if they're serious. You don't need to be serious right now. All you need to be interested in is finding, getting this data and pondering these pleas and rulings.
You had mentioned, and I agree with you, that the main idea of this recycling program is to get people to participate more. And you can show them if you recycle, your garbage fees may be less money. This could be a means of saving some of your expenses. I'm sure that has to deal with the size and type of business that you're doing. But again, we're trying to sell a concept. Does Swelco have a package of information that we can get the business owners, post on our webpage, something, you know, how do we market the idea?
Right. So if you decide to send that letter out, how do you communicate with the business community? There are really good toolkits out there on how to do your own kind of waste audit. Look at what you're throwing away, how to set up a program, how to get your employees engaged, all that. We have really good tools that we'll have available. You can have right on your website. It will be housed on our special page. We'll have these manuals, how-to guides for businesses that are interested in our employees. So I would encourage them to do a little homework before the sales get. You always want to be a little knowledgeable, right? So yes, we can definitely help.
Well, if I may call you, let me give this some consideration. The Village of Brown Lake has started a business owner summit meeting.
Okay.
And it started off meeting quarterly. Right now we're going to meet biannually. I think the next date maybe is September, Steve, if I would guess.
Usually the fall, September, early October.
September, October. I'd ask you to consider coming in, maybe giving a presentation at the business summit.
Definitely. I mean, There was an instrument at one of the other meetings, and he was put on the spotlight to fill in for it. And he basically said, hey, I really haven't thought about it, but would I be opposed to somebody talking to me about it come on? So I think hopefully the most of the instrument will have that as much. Some of them might say, yeah, I don't think they'll get voting, but how are we going to have that discussion?
So the business people are saying the service can be reduced, and their garbage service are looking recycling.
Well, figure into that, but if they are a facility, you'll see that the lot that just throws away cardboard all the time.
Yeah.
And if their dumps are full of cardboard, well, that's kind of silly.
Right.
Or the lot of them might break it down. So take all that stuff and put it in the recycling container and downsize the garbage. Or talk to your neighbor, share a container, share that cost. You can both downsize it. So there's some tools that they can get to. And some businesses, you're on value on a astronomical cost injury. Might decide to go, hey, all my employees are recycling at home. They want to recycle at work. So, again, if they don't like the price and they don't like the deal the hauler offer, they can just say, no, I'm sorry, I'm not going to take the service right now.
There's
nothing. You're not saying that they have to. All you're saying is that's the discussion.
There's a discussion. Take a look at that.
So I'm more than willing to talk to this community. We're not in a hurry. So this would be a very powerful ordinance, I believe, and really help the commercial sector.
Very good. Any other questions?
The one question I have is that you said who was Highland Park and who is currently besides Highland Park?
Six other towns.
Okay.
Five others.
What happened to their business community at the time that this that they decided to log on to this or buy into this?
Well, most, you know, we've done surveys in Highland Park, and 90% of the businesses said they were happy with the service. Some of them were like, the city you hire them all in for, but when the city goes, oh, I'm saving money, and you've got to recycle for quote unquote free, because what they're doing to get these bids, they're up in the ante providing free recycling service that can let them know how it's cost. I can bring you data. I can back up the 90% of those.
The reason why I'm asking that question, because our mayor and our village administrator and everybody in this room is trying to vet not to do anything that's going to create a chilling effect on whether or not we can grow our
village. Oh, I agree.
That's why I'm asking.
I think a lot of village boards look at it and say, this is actually a positive impression. They understand it. They're willing to give up the power of hiring from all our, which a lot of them, not entrepreneurial, like,
right.
Right. But if you say it's really good for the village, we have trucks on our roads, we can save some money. If we get the bid and we're not saving money, we just throw them out there on the road. But most towns have done it. You can talk to the mayors in other towns. There hasn't been this outright in the business community on why. In fact, we're in bids right now for the Platinum Park's existing franchise. And I can tell you, when we did Highwood, we just went franchise and rebid it, and every business in town stayed on the meter. We hired another hauler, but every business saved money, and looking that way again on this rebid in Highland Park, after 7 year time frame, every business with this new hauler was going to save money, so their costs would go down.
Any other questions? Mr. Wallace, thank you so much.
All right. Pleasure.
Have a good evening. Next item is under Public Works Facilities, Capital Assets and Engineering. Mr. Leader.
Public Works would like to have traction equipment perform a management report for us to give a 5-year outlook on suggested repairs or replacements of the streets. They're going to go through and analyze every street in the village, give them ranking system, and propose methods and budgets for how to keep our village streets in good shape. I did send out requests for proposals to 10 different engineering firms. 6 of them responded. Baxter Wood would have the lowest cost. I checked references and got the reviews from the references that I contacted. Faction Women has obviously done payment management for the town before 2008. That was helpful and useful from what I've been told. So I'd like to recommend that Faction Women be awarded that.
No, that's not possible.
Everybody in agreement? Any discussion? Move to the consent agenda then?
Yes.
Very good.
Public Works would also like to have a feasibility study conducted on well number 3. Well number 3 is the only operating well in the village. Right now it is our only emergency source of water. Should anything happen to our geology? The well originally was an 8-inch well. The 8-inch pump that was originally in that well is dead and gone. A 4-inch well is going to put in there in its place. If the need ever arose for us to use that well, the 4-inch pump would buy us seconds of water during normal usage. It's not big enough to provide any real water supply for the village should we need to call on it.
How did we go from 8 to a 4? Is there a
smell? No.
I can't answer that one.
No.
It's embarrassing enough. Let's move it forward. Yeah. I'm not going to deal with everything. I think we'll put this on the consent agenda. Thank you, Mr. Weedoff.
Thank you.
Public Works is recommending that we purchase and install a chlorine monitor at our jowling intake facility. According to IMDA regulations, we have to measure chlorine in our intake every day. That means somebody has to come in on Saturdays and Sundays every day of the year to check those chlorine levels. The chlorine monitor will alleviate having to send the person in to check those. It would automatically read the chlorine levels, and with the connection to our district system, would automatically report those levels. So we would get a warning if they were too high or too low. There was one correction here in my AIS. I said that it would pay for itself in just under 2 years. It would pay for itself in just over 2 years. Check the wrong message there. But as you can see, the reduction in overtime costs for coming in on the weekends will essentially pay for itself in a couple of years.
And the guys are thinking about that and getting them.
I have not heard anybody complain about not having to come in on a Saturday.
I'm sure. But I'm over time, so I'm thinking of those.
Not our job to create overtime. You stopped it, yes, absolutely. Thank you. You said that if the system itself has a tag, the SCADA, so if the system, if there's a glitch in it, we're electronically notified?
Yes.
Consent agenda?
Yes.
Very good, thank you.
We also sent out request for proposal to remove hazard trees in town. The low bid on that was from Sawmill Tree Service. We recommend signing contracts with them to remove hazard trees. These are the large old growth trees, 2 to 3, 4 foot in diameter, mostly in Old Town, that are a danger when they come down and they're causing serious damage and destruction. We'd like to take them down on our terms.
And a high probability of death.
And the village archivist has gone through and classified all the trees as hazard trees. So these are trees that are something that he feels are pending.
And they have been checked for the references, and they are from the local.
Where are they from?
I'm not sure where they're at.
Okay.
On the
what? The removal of the tree, can you describe that? And is that going to be removing the stump also?
Yes.
Is it paved it down ground level?
They'll grind the stump, they'll fill the area back in with topsoil, and then
I'm going to assume, and I don't know if you can answer this question, Adam. I'm going to assume this is some of those large silver maples that's on Lincoln or Park. The root structure on those things, once they grind it out, the root structure has heaved the sidewalk in a lot of places. Are we looking at that? Are they going to grind under that? Is that going to be something that will be addressed later with our curb gutter sidewalk concrete restoration?
I believe the contract calls for the stumps to be ground and any surrounding surface roots to be ground as well. But I want to say that with 9 inches. So that's going to take care of the majority of the problem. Obviously, there's still a root and stump structure under the ground that's going to decay over the next 100 years. And there's going to be settlement issues in the future. We're just going to have to address those as they come up with our sidewalk program.
Okay.
As far as water,
Mother Nature's been doing a good job of that lately.
With respect,
all proceeds want to get in by the time they get to the restoration, it'll probably be the fall. So I'm not anticipating that that would be an issue.
Thank you. So this will be moved to the consent agenda also.
Last thing that Public Works is proposing is a resolution for emergency repairs in the state right-of-way. It's a fairly standard form that IDOT requests. If there's a water main break, we would have to notify IDOT that we're doing work in that right-of-way and wait for them to give us permission to do it. This resolution would take the place of us having to give that permission. I still have to contact IDOT and let them know. But we can proceed with the emergency repairs immediately without having to wait. So if something happens on a weekend, we can fix that with that instead of having to wait until Monday morning. It's changing that any work that we do in there right away will be done according to state standards, which is something that we do on all of our roads anyway.
Very good. We'll move this item forward on. Thank you, Mr. Weedoff, and liaisons. Under special events, tent purchase, Trustee Trippon is not in this evening. Chief, would you like to take this?
Mr. Mayor and members of the board, this agenda item number is seeking authorization to purchase a village-owned 20x30 frame tent. That's the, there are two different types of tents, pole tents and frame tents. Frame tents don't have a pole in the middle. It's the same size, same type of tent that we use for the Christmas tree lighting that we borrow from Open Office periodically. This tent, because we plan on using it in different weather and different types of events, this proposal has two different sizes that we're requesting to buy. One is cathedral-style windows, so it looks nice for nice events that we have, a groundbreaking ceremony or some type of outdoor event that we want it to be a little bit more formal, but still have shelter. That side would be used for that in warmer weather. Otherwise, in the winter, during Christmas tree lighting, the vinyl would crack, so we can't use it then. We really need sides, and so the sides would be made out of the same fabric that the roof is made out of. The total cost for this item is $3,848. We have $2,500 budgeted for this item right now, and we're proposing to use money from the hometown budget that we're not using because it's the remaining so that we can make this purchase and buy these little expensive search for different prices, and this is the best price for the best shipping and capacity service so we can get it from National Monuments.
Is it fire guard?
Yes.
understand, so we the fire department's...
Fire lease, that's the...
Yeah.
Yes.
And what color was it?
White.
The other comment I gotta say is, yay!
Sorry, tomorrow we can be at our own.
Well, it'd be my recommendation then, if the board is in agreement with him, that the board have to do this all in some way. So we can use it, we should get there at a time.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, you work on the swing upstairs. I forget anything, but you want to make sure.
No, the only thing, the added advantage is the chief and I did an extensive search, as he said, and I think this company comes up with, it was very obvious that there was kind of three levels of tents being manufactured. Sort of a homeowner type of thing. You see on the news, people have it at the beach, it's very small, flimsy poles, light material, then a commercial grade product, and then something that I'm going to call the military-grade product, which is double, nearly triple the amount of this time. I don't think we need something that's sent to Afghanistan. So this tent became very evident that it was the right one that we were looking for. Manufacturers in Green Bay, if worst comes to worst, give me those four hot dogs from that 504, and I'll make a road trip.
I'll give you rocks
with those. I like that idea, trustee. So, yeah. And the other thing that I'd like to do in public also is just thank Obanos, and maybe we could even send them a certificate.
Absolutely.
For being so
yes.
Congenial and making sure that we have that structure every year. They've been more than a friend to the village.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows, maybe as our stuff grows,
maybe we can knock
it down another
Yeah, I think it would be beneficial. Thank you, Chief, and we'll move this forward to the consent agenda also.
But we can order it right away. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you, Chief. And Chief, on to police items.
The first item is the police arse officer agreement. This is something that we do every year around this time with the high school resource officer. It's the same, exactly the same agreement that we've had in the last several years. There's nothing new, nothing changed. Like a couple typos were corrected. And it's really good. And we'll go through this school.
It's kind of actually a good tool left in the school, and it's worked out well over the years.
It's been fantastic. This year we're changing school resource officers, and high school asked if they could have the same guy back. He doesn't want to go back. It's very encouraging to hear them ask.
In the past, we've never been rotating out every 2 years, but it's nice to hear that this is a great job that I'm doing.
Thank you.
So we recommend that we move this to the
move forward.
Then we shall do that.
Okay.
Yes.
The next item is the purchase of our mobile in-car system computer server. When we first got the in-car cameras that we bought, we thought we were going to be able to recycle the old hardware. And unfortunately, times have the devices haven't kept up with the times. So they're antiquated, they're not working very well. And one of them has a password that the old company wanted us to get into it anyway. So we're asking to buy a new computer to act as a server for our in-car cameras. Our cameras were set up where we could pull up into the back of the station and they would automatically download. They don't do that right now. We have to go pull the data from the data card and walk it into the station and download it and then put it all back together. And it wastes a lot of time throughout the week. and it's not the most dependable way to do because you're messing with the hardware and the computer stuff in the car, the devices in the car. So we're asking to purchase this, and then the next item, which I'll get into, is also related to this. But this one is the computer server. The company that makes the server for the cameras gave us a quote of $4,295. We're asking to buy the product from current tech for $3,682. Tiger Direct has the same computer for $3,233. The reason that we chose the current tech computer is because we need their help putting it together. If you want to use the hardware that we're going to talk about next. And then they can work with Digital Alley to install all the products. But Digital Alley won't come here if we have a problem in the future. So with current tech put it together, we feel we'd be in better shape for something like that.
And Mr. Mayor, also at the same time, the rest of the board, Tiger Direct, only now has a online presence. They used to have a presence, an actual store where you could walk into it, but no longer. So, I mean, it's one of those things that we actually need to use. And that both liaisons, I'm sure that we both agree on, because we talked about it already.
So staff is recommending the approval to purchase a Dell Precision Power 7910 XC PL-based computer from Current Technologies for $3,882.66. It is a budget amendment.
Thank you, Chief. Liaison's approved. Moving forward to the consent agenda. This is a huge move forward. I really like the concept of this. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you. The next item is the hardware that will bring the videos from the car into this computer. It's antennas, modems, and wire, cat-like wire that needs to be bought and then installed into the building and brought into the server room. And again, this is a quote from Current Tech Technologies. $2,943.67. In the board packet, I have the breakdown of what that includes. Most of the prices for hardware.
This is going to make everything automatic.
Yes. When the officers pull into the back of the station, the cameras will download.
That's good.
And when they do that, you don't have to worry about human error, please.
That's right.
And have everybody walk up later and say, hey, you did this good.
Right. Don't let's get a play with it. No.
Better security, everything.
Yeah.
I think I hear it loud and clear that we're going to move this forward. Thank you.
The next item that we have on the agenda is the officer chest cameras. They're commonly called body cameras. And this is one of them. We've been sampling it for a couple of weeks. This is made by Digital Ally. We've looked at other ones, and this one, it works the best. It's concealed. There's not a lot to break. It's not up here where it can get knocked off. It's held in the pocket. The camera clips on the shirt right there. The video, I think if you saw it, you'd be very surprised. It's incredibly high quality. And the reason that we're asking to use this company is because it's made by the same people who are doing this. So, We have a relationship with them. And the officers prefer this.
The question, once they put this on, can they turn it off?
Yes.
So they can turn it on and off.
They'll have to, because the Constitution doesn't allow us to record every conversation.
Okay.
We'll have to do training and make sure everybody is on board with the regulations and the right count. We're seeking permission or authorization to purchase 15 of these at the price of $13,830.80 from Digital Ohio.
Are these warranted too?
And is the budget of that?
Yes, and we have the money budget.
Bobby, Freddie and I have talked about it with the chief, so we're going to bring them up to this also.
Yeah.
It also protects not only us, but protects the officers.
Right.
Yeah. It works both ways.
You've mentioned that this is preferred by the officers. Is there any industry data that says consumers report in the police world that that says a good, you know, I know this is relatively new technology, but is this also seen as an industry standard?
This device itself?
The device itself. I don't know even how many are out there. There's
probably, off the top of my head, I can think of that I researched 15 different companies, and I know there are a lot more. They all use pretty much the same camera technology. How they say the shape of the device, they're all different. Every one of them are different. Most of them are built in the glasses, or hook on the gear, or hook on this part of the uniform. And they're fragile, and in most spots they get knocked off. This one, if the camera gets knocked off the hard drive, this is probably going to be okay. And, but the actual picture taking, they're all on the same.
Right.
And it's a very competitive industry.
And that,
this is awful smaller than what Chicago's carrying. They're carrying Chicago, it looks like 35 millimeter hanging on the chest.
Right.
And all that does is give them a spot to aim at.
Yeah.
Good. If they're happy with it, they'll be happy wearing it. And that light, they can wear that all day long. And anybody that used to smoke, that's about as heavy as a pack of cigarettes.
One of the nice things about us doing it now, and then just the lead, in the police department and others will follow us.
Great.
Well, they need to go on record to make sure that everyone understands we're not asking for this as a computer tool. It's to catch your food and things right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you, Chief. We'll move this forward to the consent agenda as well.
The next two items that you have before you involve are uninterruptible power supply that we have in our building. When I researched why we needed this and what it did, and why was it important? Once it was put in the building, it's a device that we may not have ever needed, but it got put in there. And now that it's in there, it's a lot more trouble to not keep it off than to keep it off. It's a very expensive machine, and it does a lot of different things, but mostly what it does is it protects our electronics. In our building, we have orange outlets. Do you have them in your part of the building as well?
In that side, no.
But it is in your building. All of our telephones are connected to the security protection for the phone line and the telephone themselves. So often your phone's running through and ours comes from. So that alone, having that perception is worth pointing out. The next is it has 40 batteries that need to be changed. They haven't been changed since 2008. And just the other day when I talked to somebody about this, I went in the room for other reasons. And for the first time since I've been there, the battery has an alarm going off on the machine now saying the batteries are failing. So we need to buy new batteries. And then the other one is for a preventive maintenance program. The batteries are old and have to be replaced.
They should be replaced every 5 years, correct?
3 years, 6 years.
Yeah.
And they've
lasted.
And the batteries cost $5,447.70. And that is budgeted. The preventive maintenance program is also budgeted. That costs $3,600. So what they'll do is come out twice a year and check the machine, clean it, make sure everything electronically is in order. And what they do with this maintenance program is if anything is broken and needs to be fixed, they pay for it 24/7. So if it needs a part, they will pay for it and replace it. Anything they won't replace are bad. And the machine acts as a surge protector, a good one. And it also gives us time to shut down computers if the generator fails. If you say we had a tornado and the gas line is severed and now we don't have gas to run the generator, this will give us time to shut it down. But, and this, I think, you get trust employee credit for this one. That building was built to be emergency center, command center, and that power supply can give, albeit very few electronic items, but it'll give you up to 6 hours of power and run a computer and do things you need to do to get in order so that you can do the business the best. But it is a worthwhile machine. I also tried to get information on disconnecting it and including that's a very project and I'm capable of completion. So we're seeking authorization to move forward on all things.
The maintenance agreement cost is per year? Liaison, yeah, feel good?
Yes.
You approve this?
Yes.
And the rest of the board?
Yes, please.
We will move it forward. Thank you, Chief.
Well, it costs a ton of money, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Chief. SWACO was taken care of under Administration Clearing Technologies annual contract.
Staff is requesting that the board consider renewing Clearing Technologies contracts. The last 2 years since we've had Clearing Technologies and have been meeting with them, the IT issues at the coach have slowly dissipated. So staff is recommending we continue with Clearing Technologies. Good job with the help desk and helping us in our IT plans and future plans. They cost us about 3.4%, but they, again, have a very good approach and help them.
And the problem is we just got to keep doing business with them. You knew it, you know.
You know, the one thing that I just want to back up what Steve said. When we came on this administration, in the contract it stated that they would have at these quarterly meetings. You haven't seen them in a long time. Again, this adheres to the success of what we tried to do. Rupinder Jatu, who was our consultant that helped,
He brought that up. He says it's very important that you meet with this company every quarter to talk about the issues. You can't make issues go away unless you sit down and talk about them, identify them, recognize them, and address them. And Current was extremely happy that we wanted to do that. We implemented it. We've, for myself, have developed a good relationship with them. And I think they're an outstanding company. Certainly want to continue doing business with them. And like Steve said, the issues have all but disappeared. Did a great job.
No lie.
Yes, there was.
I think we had worse so good that we would yell up and down the hallway at each other because they could transfer quicker than us.
So we'll move this one to the consent agenda. Thank you, Mr. Shields.
Yes.
Is there any suggested new topics? If not, Megan, a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made by Trustee Crayley, seconded by Trustee Foy. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And we are adjourned at 8:08.
Damn it.